You're listening to Turn Zero Lists, a Legion 99 production presented by 6UP Supply. Hello, Loyal Knight, Legion 99 listeners. There we go. It's off to a great start this week. Welcome to another episode of Turn Zero Lists brought to you by 6UP Supply. Visit 6UPSupply.com to see our entire lineup of premium gaming tools and accessories, including our latest product, our Turn Zero Veto tokens in the style of everyone's favorite galactic card game. I'm your host, Keegan, and I'm joined this week by Nick for our Republic list. Nick, what flavor of gar are you bringing us today?
Oh, man, the best flavor. I was voted as the villain this month. So I'm going full villain here, bringing awesome. The Rex Star list, awesome. Or okay. A Rex Star list, you know.
Yep. All right. So with Rex Star as the basic concept, what is did you do anything unique with it, or what's your flavor in the base?
So Captain Rex, aggressive tactics, and yep. Recon intel. Those are like the staple upgrades for him. Okay. Recon intel gives him that scout too. It gives two other units scout too. So. More scouts, more scouting party. Great value. Aggressive tactics. Rex is the only, he's not the only commander because you're probably bringing a clone commander, but
certainly
Rex is going to issue your orders the whole game. Okay. And aggressive tactics is going to set up at least three surges around, most rounds four.
Okay.
We're going to keep that. I don't think I want jetpacks on Rex. It's something I thought about for 5 points, but as I start building the list, no. We're going to continue with the commander. We're going to go with the clone commander, 55 points, direct, bolster too. Real good value there.
Yep.
what else can be said? Really good 55 points there. So that rounds out our commanders. We're going to skip operatives with this list because, I'm not going to take Padme here and, okay. I'm not feeling R2. I kind of want all clones here. Take advantage of that clone trooper keyword. Going into the core slot, we're just going to start with three phase twos with Z6 and offensive push. I almost said Overwatch there.
that's your what six yeah, months ago still, instincts.
Yeah, still having nightmares. So three with offensive push, really buying into take that clankers here with fives and direct. You can set up four take that clankers real easily.
Gross.
Speaking of fives, we're going to get fives in here, but we're going to do a phase one.
Okay.
So it's, you know, I always have trouble when I'm building lists with fives. Do I want them in a phase one? Do I want them in a phase two? Mm-hmm. The phase two is nice. A three courage core is funny because he's braver than Rex.
Yeah.
And the extra reliable is great, okay. But for, just like a few for one less point. You can get a phase one specialist in there.
Okay.
Also in a phase one. So you get the extra body, you get the free action for an aim or a surge or a dodge.
Yep.
And that's kind of like, instead of offensive push, you get a phase one specialist and you have an extra body, you lose reliable one, but you gain an extra die. So your die pool's eight black dice. It's pretty good with all the surges floating around from your three reliables up there and your aggressive tactics.
That makes sense. Do you see yourself recovering at all to use that specialist multiple times?
I've used fives in a phase one with a specialist a few times. I've played a little bit of clones lately, mostly Anakin Padme. And I put fives in the phase one with the specialist. It's something me and Mike have been playing with a lot. And it's really good. I'm just torn. Depending on the list, do I want the surge or not, or the extra surge token each round? But yes, I have recovered it a few times before.
Great. Cool.
It's real good value there. And one more, we're adding a fifth core option here. We're going to take an extra phase one, but we're going to put a DC 15 in here.
All right. Talk to me about that one.
So I don't really have the points to get another phase two with a Z6. Cause that's the dream right there. Mm-hmm. Just to take four of them with Z6s, all those dice. I could take a phase one with a Z6 too. But I don't like the courage one. With the range three option, you're losing a surge token. It's not quite as punchy as the phase two. I like the DC 15 for the range four and the critical. That's a real solid dice pool. It's like generally five hits all the time without aims. It doesn't need aims. It just shoots.
Yeah.
Critical one's real good. I thought about a rocket launcher here because it's like a lot cheaper. but I don't love the cumbersome keyword. It's nice that it doesn't exhaust, but cumbersome is really hard to deal with. And I'm, this isn't a meme list. I'm serious, guys. I'm trying real hard to win. So no shotgun here. That wasn't considered. But that's so we're going with the classic DC 15, bringing it back.
Okay.
Or not.
Sounds good.
Then we're going to round out the list with three Arc Strike teams with DC 15X Arc Troopers.
Because that's how you do Rekstar, right?
Yeah. I thought, see, I really like Echo because I like the extra health. I like the extra surge token floating around. Mm-hmm. But I really don't have the points without taking the specialist off of fives or taking a, you know, if I put the DC 15 as an RPS, I can fit it, I believe.
Okay.
Because Echo's only, you know, it's like 9 more points, I believe. Mm-hmm. But just decided I have 6 surges around, possibly 7, 9 on Rex's 3-pip. So I don't think I need the extra surge in this list so bad.
Cool.
So we are at 796 points. So we actually have a 4-point bid.
All right. That's a pretty decent bid for your for average clone list these days, right?
That's a big bid. I will win against all the other clone players. Maybe, probably not, but yeah, I thought about putting some extra upgrades in there, some recon intels, maybe on a couple of the phase twos, just to, you know, maybe set up turn one, take that clankers if it's there for positioning, but, I decided against it. We're going to just take this little bit of bid. Maybe we can outbid an Imperial.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah. And I definitely want to get to what you're going to do with that bid if you do pull it off. But first, were there any tough decisions on the command cards?
Not really. It's pretty much all three of Rex's cards. Call me captain situational, but you can't really use synchronized offensive. There's no vehicles here. Yeah. So call me captain, take that clankers. We're not programmed all locks. I said, you can't, it's synchronized offensive doesn't do anything here. I didn't bring a saber tank or an ATRT or any barks.
Right.
I thought about it.
Ambush is a no brainer in this situation.
Ambush. Yeah. Okay. Air support is really good. Like these cards are excellent if you're taking a lot of clones. Mm-hmm. These cards are really good. Air support's amazing. It's kind of like Leia's coordinated bombardment, but a little bit not quite as immediately good, but it can be devastating.
Yeah.
And then taking attack of the clones, 3 clone troopers. You get either a surge or remove suppression token. Pretty solid stuff there.
Nice. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, cool.
That's it.
All right, jumping over to the battle deck. When you've got this, you know, monster 4-point bid on a clone list, what battle cards do you absolutely want in there?
Oh man, I absolutely want Hostage Exchange.
Okay, that's fair.
Because Rex gets to cheat. It's the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
That's right.
I'm taking Hostage Exchange in there. If I win the bid and I could somehow get Hostage Exchange, like I have an enormous advantage where I can just push my guys back and then just shoot everything that tries to run away from me. So,
yep. And for anyone who's not familiar with it, the quote unquote cheating is Rex using scouting party to be able to move far enough out. And he, in most deployments, he's going to be able to pull it off with recon intel so that when he applies scouting party, it actually works on his hostage unit. So you get a free speed two move back. So
we'll finish off the missions here. Sabotage the moisture evaporators, blue player. Yep. Kind of you know, important that it's there. The rest of them, like there's a lot of bad things here for a clone army.
Sure.
Like breakthrough and bombing run are just terrible. I also don't like recover the supplies if somebody's got an infiltrator across the table. Like that's bad.
That's fair.
And I don't like key positions if I don't have a force user or a vehicle. There's a lot of like big heavy bases running around. I heard that we might be getting LAT soon or something. Well, not them. I guess more the AA5. But so, and I don't have a force user, so I don't want to look at that. So the last two, we're just going to do intercept the transmission and payload. Intercept the transmissions. I think hopefully my bodies can hold up, and I have, you know, the 10 activations. So hopefully I can outbody them on those, you know, or just make a play at the end of the game for the center. And payload, I don't want to move. I don't really want to play payload, but I think it's better than the other options.
Makes sense. Looking at the conditions in the deployments, anything that you absolutely wanted, and conversely, anything you absolutely did not want out of those?
I don't want long march because I want to be in range to shoot as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Long march goes against that. Mm-hmm. I also don't really want Danger Close. I really don't like that deployment at all, no matter who I'm playing, no matter what army I'm playing.
Sure.
And Disarray, I don't want Disarray. I don't want to have to separate any of my army at all. I want them all, you know, next to each other. And after that, there's Rollout Left, Major Offensive, Battle Lines, Advanced Positions, and Hemmed In. Ultimately, I'm going to cut Rollout. Okay. Just because I don't want to give vehicles an advantage that they might get if they have Rollout. So Major Offensive, Battle Lines, Advanced Positions, and I chose Hemmed In. I really liked Hemmed In as a clone player when you're blue. You can kind of force them if they choose the wrong side and they put everything on one side, that can snowball really quickly for them. But then Major Offensive, Battle Lines, and Advanced Positions, you know, they're just really very, very fair for everybody, but they let me set up. They let me, I mean, I get Scout 3.
Awesome. Finally, just any, you know, big definites or big definite no's on the conditions?
Yeah, some definite no's. Okay, no minefield, no limited visibility.
Okay, makes sense.
I just don't want to deal with mines. I don't want to take wounds. Cool. Put myself in that kind of position. Limited visibility, like I said, I want to be able to shoot as quickly as possible. I know you can set up some interesting things with limited visibility, but I don't want to do that. I want to just shoot as early as possible and put you on your back, on your heel.
Fair enough.
And then we're just going to cut rapid reinforcements because, like I said, I want all my bodies as close as possible, generate as many tokens as early as possible. If I'm throwing a phase one or something to be rapid reinforced late round, they're not generating tokens for me. So that's not helpful. And like my phase one's a DC 15, so I want him to shoot round one.
Cool.
And then, so supply drop, clear conditions, fortify positions. Those three were locks. The last one, it's war weary or hostile environment.
Yeah.
Hostile environment. I don't really care as much because almost everything is courage two.
Yeah.
But war weary can be devastating for some of the other armies out there.
Yeah.
So I'm taking war weary here because it only negatively affects one of my units. Everything else is courage two.
Yep.
So I just have to be careful where I position the DC 15. If the DC 15 can stay near Rex or the clone commander, and that's not that hard to do.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't have any adverse effects. If somebody has a field commander army, then they get a great benefit because that's been ruled that, you know, War Weary is ignored by field commander. Your big giant tank doesn't scare anyone but the enemy.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool. All right. Great. We've got a little Nick flavor on a standard Rex Star list. We've got a 796 for the 4-point bid, 10 activations, Clone Commander and Captain Rex, 3 phase 2s with Z6s and offensive push, 2 phase 1s, 1 with 5s, 1 with the, 5s and the specialist, 1 with the DC 15, and our standard stock of any clone army, the triple arc strike team. Cool. Setting up for that store tournament that we that's our fun hypothetical here. What are you really hoping to get paired against?
I don't care. Bring them all, man.
There you
go. I'm not scared of anything. I'll crush all competitors here.
Awesome. I think what is the term for that these days? Toxic positivity of a Republic player. Okay. Is there anything that you actually don't want to get paired against with this particular list?
Something like triple staps with a huge bid.
Gotcha.
I don't want to have to play bombing run or breakthrough.
Yeah.
So anything that's like, you know, bidding for that. So like a lot of the separatist lists nowadays, some of the rebel lists, I don't want to play those.
Yeah.
But I'll just shoot them before they get across the field. It's fine.
That has been generally my experience against Rex Star lists. All right. Great, great setup, Nick. Thanks so much. You ready for the lightning round this week?
Of course.
All right, here we go. What was your biggest hobby game or obsession before Legion?
I came from X-Wing. That was my birth into wargaming was X-Wing and Armada and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Legion, just an evolution of that.
Yeah, that was.
I have achieved my final form, everyone.
There we go. All right. What's your favorite single activity besides playing Legion when you go to events?
It used to be playing board games with my friends, stuff like that, but I don't really get to do that like in person anymore. We're relegated to TTS right now. I'm hoping to get to do that again. So like, I guess the last year it's been like just like making more terrain and painting more minis. It's it's what I do.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're definitely trying to, you know, we're excited with real life events coming up, and I'd make a case that you're about to say that your favorite single activity is organizing tournaments.
I don't hate that. It's a lot of fun. It's like that stressful kind of fun.
Absolutely. What's the most obscure piece of Star Wars trivia you know?
Obscure?
Yep.
I don't know how obscure it is. did you know that Return of the Jedi was Revenge of the Jedi first?
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Yeah, there were actually posters out there. Like, yeah, it was originally Revenge of the Jedi. And then like a few months before the movie released, George Lucas changed it to Return of the Jedi because a Jedi wouldn't seek revenge.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. And then look where that got him.
Yeah.
This one's an easy one. What's the next big event that you'll be attending?
I will be attending the great Frontline Gaming sponsored Atlantic City Open in the great Atlantic City Harrah's Resort and Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
What are the dates on that? what are the dates on that one? Do you remember off the top of your
head? June 11th through the 13th.
Awesome. Tickets still available.
Tickets are still available.
Awesome. Let's see. What are you drinking during the last two games of a four-game event when you're already eliminated from winning?
Am I happy or sad? That's I'm probably sad. Well, if I was drinking already, which I hope I was, I'm probably just going to drink rum. I love rum. Happy drunk. So rum.
Nice. All right. Good answer.
Yeah.
All right. And last question. Here's our biggie. You have to give up complaining about one thing for the rest of your Legion career. Do you choose A, your faction, B, your dice, or C, strength of schedule or margin of victory?
My faction, because I play all of them.
There you go.
So I'll just won't complain about that one. I'll go to the next.
That's a softball.
Maybe I'll come around to Imperials eventually.
Very nice. Awesome. Thank you, Nick. Thank you for taking one for the team and doing the Gar list. I know we haven't done a Rekstar yet, and I think you did it proud. For our listeners, subscribe to the Legion 99 feed on your favorite podcast app for a unique list every week. Join us at the end of the month for our video episode featuring some great head-to-head turn zeros. Thanks for listening.